What initially made you decide to run for a spot on the Common Council?
Well, I think the impetus for it was a lot of volunteer work that I had been doing, and my job. I was working for the budget division, state budget office, and in that work, I just learned a lot about how organizations are financed and, you know, how to follow the money and the concerns that people have. Did some volunteer work with the United Way, and that also helped me to get some experience with a lot of nonprofits. I don't know, next thing I knew, there were some potholes in my neighborhood I wasn't particularly happy about. I had bought a home in 94. All these things sort of just came together, and it was like the logical next step for me.
Once you ascended to the position of Common Council President, did you strive to redefine the role in any way?
I think as Council President, I wanted to be a go-to person, a voice for people on all major issues related to the city. I tried to present myself as sort of a voice of reason, because there, even though everybody on the council is a Democrat, you would not believe that sometimes when with some of the conversations. It could be rather contentious. So at times, I think I tried to make people aware of the fact that, you know, we're all here pushing for the same thing. Be willing to listen to what the other person has to say, so that when a decision is made, ultimately, it is taken into consideration the feelings of everybody.
Was it different serving under Jerry Jennings versus Kathy Sheehan?
Initially, it was, but then toward the end, no, it wasn't. It wasn't any different, because both mayors ended up being very, like, held stuff close to the chest. They didn't really come to me as a council president. I had a good relationship with Phil Calderon, the deputy mayor under Jerry, with Mayor Sheehan. Her staff changed so much over the 4 years. The chief of staff, I think she had three different people in the 4 years that I was there. They were very cautious, and they didn't share as much information as I would have liked to have been able to share with. I mean, you as council president, you should know some of the major stuff that's going on in the city so that you can respond to people's questions and maybe even offer suggestion. Not that you have to take them. I thought they were pretty cautious in terms of how they related to me.
Now, in your 22 years of public service, were there any incidents or times that you would consider defining moments?
I think the opportunity I had to work on the Citizens Police Review Board was a defining moment, because back in 2000, I mean, that was groundbreaking legislation to bring an institution like that into the city of Albany, where we had to consult with people from around the country to make sure that we put together some legislation that built a vehicle for people to make sure that their concerns were addressed with the police department. Is it perfect? No, but it should constantly be a work in progress. I'd like to see more being done about that going into the future. There are other things as it relates to the Capital South Campus Center in the South End of Albany. As a council member, I chaired the South End Task Force that really brought that to fruition. And so that's a very proud moment for me. But also the opportunity to serve at the same time as a council member and as council president, to serve as chair of the Albany County Democratic Committee. That was a defining moment for me, because it was in that role that I really think that I was a part of some landmark decisions that were made in terms of, we got the first African-American Supreme Court justice in the 3rd District, Christina Reba, under my leadership. We got the first African-American Albany County Court Judge, Will Carter. Those are things that are real important to me, because when you're in a space like that, you really got to make decisions and really have an opportunity to influence people such that they do the right thing. And in both those instances, the community was able to see that it was the right thing to do.
What was it like working with Mayor Kathy Sheehan and leading up to your decision to run as mayor yourself? What was it that gave you the impetus or the desire to do that?
I believe that it is important that as leaders in the city, you have to have a willingness to work together. Are you always going to agree? No. We had a very good working relationship. And there were several issues that I did not agree with. I didn't agree with her decision initially to consider closing Ladder 1 in the south end of Albany. I didn't agree with her position on the casinos as it related to Rensselaer, giving them the opportunity to pursue that. I didn't agree with red light cameras in the pursuit of that. So these are kinds of issues that really led me to make a decision that I should run for mayor as well. And I just felt it was just a natural next step for me. I mean, after 20 years, almost 20 years of working on concerns around the city, you know, being an Albany native, that was very important to me to pursue the position as well. And I'd done some good work. I had good relationships with people, business community, the nonprofit community, and other political leaders. So it was really, it wasn't so much about, it was about what I wanted to do and what I believe I had to offer to the city of Albany. Not so much against her, but what I felt I had to offer. And I wanted the opportunity to do that.